From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Haitian officials are working to improve conditions for earthquake survivors. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports they're looking into changing economic policies to loosen up restrictions that have so far limited delivery of goods in the country.
There was a press conference today from both the economics minister and the minister of communication for the Haitian government. The main points of this were that they're trying to get goods flowing into the country, and they're going to try to smooth trade with the Dominican Republic. They're going to lift the taxes and the aduana, the customs post out at the border, and try to get goods flowing directly in from the Dominican Republic. And the other main point was that they've got a lot of goods trapped in the port at the moment. And in the next 15 days, they're going to try to start getting those goods out of the port and out into people's hands.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. President Obama heads back to Andrews Air Force Base this hour after spending the day promising economic recovery to hard-hit Ohio. The state is weighed down by a 10.6% unemployment rate. But Mr. Obama sought to remind worried residents in Elyria that the economy is actually getting stronger.
I walked into office a year ago in the middle of a raging economic storm that was wreaking devastation on your town and communities everywhere. And we had to take some very difficult steps to deal with that mess.
The president speaking at a community college in Elyria, Ohio. San Bernardino is the sixth county in California under a state of emergency because of the damage caused by a week's worth of storms. Todd Morris with the National Weather Service says areas scorched by wildfires over the summer are in the greatest danger from the rain.
The potential does exist for mud and debris flows to occur, as well as flash flooding under very intense thunderstorms. We do have flash flood watches that are in effect for the burn areas for today.
In Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer declared a state of emergency for parts of her state pounded by either heavy rain or snow. The latest storm triggered power outages and disrupted flights. Toyota has issued another massive safety recall. This one involves more than 2 million vehicles. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
Toyota says that through investigations, it has found accelerators may mechanically stick in, quote, rare instances. The recall involves most of the vehicles Toyota sold here last year, from the Camry to the RAV4. No Lexus, Scion, or Priuses are involved. This recall follows one last fall for vehicles with accelerators that might stick because they got caught on floor mats. Drivers had complained that vehicles continued to accelerate even after they took their feet off the pedals. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks plummeted today. At last check, the Dow was down 218 points to 10,172. This is NPR. The former chair of the Democratic Party says there's still hope for health care overhaul, provided it's more modest. Howard Dean told CBS's The Early Show that he believes Democrats will be able to more easily pass a bill that costs less than the versions passed by the Senate and House. China's warning the U.S. to ease up on its demand for more internet freedom or risk hurting bilateral ties. The word of caution was triggered by a speech Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had recently given about China and the internet. NPR's Louisa Lim has this from Shanghai.
China's foreign ministry spokesman is urging the U.S. to cease using so-called internet freedom to make unreasonable accusations against China. In a statement, Ma Zhaoshu asserted that China's internet is free and its development is the fastest in the world. This was in response to Hillary Clinton's speech putting internet freedom on the foreign policy agenda. A state-run Chinese newspaper criticized the campaign as a disguised attempt for the U.S. to impose its values on other cultures in the name of democracy. The Global Times is accusing the U.S. of what it calls information imperialism. This follows Google's threats to leave China unless it's allowed to stop censoring its search engine there after being the victim of a hacking attack. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Many of the biggest names in entertainment will ask you for money tonight. They're driving the Hope for Haiti Now telethon. Celebrities include organizer George Clooney, as well as Denzel Washington, Meryl Streep, Will Smith, Bono, Jennifer Hudson. The global event will air out of Los Angeles, New York, London, and Haiti on all major networks starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.